stop Valkas iela or Valkas Street. Now nothing indicates that it was a leather processing industrial area in the early 20th century. Several leather factories were located here. Their owners were merchants from the Russian Empire gubernia of Vitebsk, who were successful at producing and selling leather goods. The goods were sold locally, distributed in the inner Russian market, and exported to Europe. With the outbreak of the First World War, some of the factories were moved to Russia, some were closed. During the Soviet times, the factory territory was transformed into a shoe factory. Today, its industrial history is in the past, yet locals still call this district the leather factory or the shoe factory. In this spot, tram lines get separated. The first tram line goes to the industrial district of the city, while the third line goes to the recreation and relaxation area next to the most popular Daugavpils lakes, Big Stropy Lake and Small Stropy Lake. The pine forest, also known as the Stropy Forest, is an ideal place for people to do sports and organize official sports competitions. In the Stropy Forest, you can find an active recreation and sports track, an adventure park, Daugavpils Tarzan, a youth sports camp, and public beaches with blue flag. Recreation traditions in the territory of the Stropy Forest and lakes exist already since the 19th century, when people started to build here their summer cottages and holiday houses. These traditions are still maintained today.